KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be continued mostly sunny today, a high of 76, currently 44 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening heard an update from City Code Enforcement Officer Chris Erickson on the new C-Click Fix phone management system for calls to city departments. The system went into use on August the 1st, but a full rollout to the public won't be until sometime next month. Erickson pointed out a reporting page that tells anyone in city government about issues.
We have 111 issues that have been entered, and of those 111, 37 have been corrected already. Others are just in the process of waiting, the timeline, so on and so forth. You can actually go down and see how many issues. There's 31 for tree limb. Code enforcement has 17 active right now. A couple of tree removal requests. We have one animal control issue. We had one pothole.
A barking dog issue, which came up Wednesday, would not normally be reported to the C-Click Fix system. Instead, that would go to the Atlantic Police Department, but a system warning sign during an entry prompt didn't flag it as it should have. The call ended up going to City Clerk Barbaric when it shouldn't have. That's just one of the quirks of the system that still needs to be worked out. The system shows which active issues citizens have called about and are in line to be taken care of. Anything not active will be archived and available for reference for up to 10 years. One of the best features Erickson likes is with regard to property issues that need to be addressed, such as mowing, cleanup, or snow removal. The system will allow simple changes to disputed due dates and other matters with regard to those issues. Unfortunately, Erickson said the C-Click Fix app for citizens of Atlantic to use on their smartphones isn't ready just yet.
We can use C-Click Fix's app, which I got the mayor set up on, and then you just put your location in, and it'll take you to a sub of that app to get to Atlantic. Our app's not ready because they're having an issue with iPhone figuring out how to do theirs.
If it was available, you could take pictures of issues in your neighborhood and submit them with your complaint or handle other matters by simply texting the appropriate department. Once it's available, the public will be notified through the media. In other news, the council approved a resolution accepting the work of the 2016 street and alley improvements, which closes out all those projects. The final contract price was a little over $1.925 million. And in his report to the council, City Administrator John Lund discussed a complaint he received with regard to sidewalk sales. A citizen was concerned with the way the sidewalks are being cluttered up with signs and merchandise, more specifically in the area of 6th and Chestnut, and wanted the council to review the sidewalk sales regulations or ordinance. Mayor Dave Jones says the issue has cropped up every so often, and the city deals with it as needed.
They got 3 feet out, I think, that they can have from their door. That's an ordinance.
I just thought it might be worth looking into because the situation is expanding, and at some point maybe kind of along with what we've been talking about the past few months, keeping Atlantic looking good. I thought maybe the timing was right to go ahead and look at that again.
That's Councilperson Kathy Summers, the person who mentioned the issue is a person of her ward. And the matter will be discussed further in a community development meeting. And John Lund says there is a proposal from a person interested in purchasing the old YMCA building and renovating it into a multi-residential housing unit. That and any financial economic incentives will be discussed in a meeting of the city's Personnel and Finance Committee with a recommendation to come before the council at a future meeting. A woman and man from Des Moines were arrested Tuesday on numerous drug charges in Cass County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 37-year-old Danielle Marie DeDonker faces charges that include possession with the intent to deliver more than 10 grams of cocaine, a Class B felony, possession of heroin, second offense, possession of psilocybin mushrooms, first offense, possession of marijuana, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 48-year-old Kendall James Wallendahl, again of West Des Moines, was arrested on charges of possession with the intent to deliver more than 10 grams of cocaine, as I mentioned, a felony charge, possession of heroin, possession of psilocybin mushrooms, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both subjects were taken to the Cass County Jail. Each remains held in a $100,000 bond. In an unrelated case, 51-year-old Philip Reed Thompson of Lewis was arrested last Saturday on charges of OWI first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Thompson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. A Southern Iowa school said Wednesday that it had disciplined several students who appeared in a photo on a social media wearing white hoods and waving a Confederate flag next to a burning cross. At least one of the five people was pictured holding what appeared to be a rifle. Creston Community High School Assistant Principal Jeff Bevins first told the Creston News Advertiser the school became aware of the photo early Wednesday morning. Principal Bill Meserol told the Associated Press that students involved had been disciplined, but he would not say what the discipline entailed, citing the school's student confidentiality policy. Meserol said that school officials met with the students but declined to comment on what was discussed. He declined to say whether he'd spoken to the students' parents or guardians either. "I'm new to this," Meserol said when he was pressed for more information. He said, "I haven't had any situations like this before." The photo, Meserol said, was not taken on school grounds, and their investigation is ongoing. He also said that, "I would say the picture does not reflect the values of the Creston High School, our school district, or our community whatsoever." Police in Creston are reporting two recent arrests. Early today, 28-year-old Jacob Lowe of Creston was arrested on a Madison County warrant for probation violation. He remained in the Union County Jail this morning while awaiting transport to Madison County by their deputy. And at around 12:40 p.m. Wednesday, Creston police arrested 30-year-old Nicholas Crenshaw of Orient for theft in the fourth degree. He was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $1,000 bond. An investigation into an accident over the weekend resulted in a man from Oneida being arrested on an OWI charge. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said they received a call at around 11 p.m. Sunday about a single vehicle accident at Main and Locust Streets in Oneida. A 1997 Nissan Pathfinder owned and driven by 42-year-old Troy Allen Grimes of Oneida was northbound on Main Street when it left the road and struck a retaining wall. Grimes then attempted to back the vehicle away from the wall and struck a utility pole before leaving the area on foot. He was located and subsequently arrested for OWI third offense, which is a felony. Grimes was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $5,000 bond. The charge has since been changed to OWI second offense, which is an aggravated misdemeanor. An investigation into a hit-and-run property damage accident in Pottawatomie County Tuesday night resulted in a man being arrested for OWI second offense. The sheriff's office is... A deputy was driving a marked patrol car at around 9:20 p.m. when a broadcast was put out about a hit-and-run that had just occurred. The deputy passed the suspect vehicle, a red Ford Ranger pickup, on Big Lake Road and observed it had front-end damage. After he turned around to initiate a traffic stop, the deputy noticed multiple signs the driver was under the influence. A series of sobriety tests, the driver of the pickup, 22-year-old Jacob Robert Levine of Honey Creek, was taken into custody and brought to the Pott County Jail. An investigation into a single vehicle accident last Friday night in Page County resulted in the arrest of a Pottawatomie County man. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports a deputy had responded at around 9:30 p.m. Friday to an accident on Highway 2 near O Avenue, which is about 2 miles west of Clarinda. During the investigation, deputies determined the 26-year-old Jesse Warren Bozarth of Council Bluffs was driving a Dodge Durango westbound on Highway 2 east of the intersection with O Avenue. Bozarth swerved into the eastbound lane, almost striking a vehicle that was eastbound. He then corrected his vehicle, swerving back into the westbound lane and into the north ditch. Bozarth drove the SUV out of the ditch and parked it on the travel portion of Highway 2, blocking traffic. He was arrested for OWI first offense and transported to the Page County Jail, where he was unable to post a $1,000 bond and was being held pending further court proceedings. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.